97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Joe Biden, normally if he does a gaffe, it has sound associated with it. So if you listen to the radio, you're going to hear it. Although there's so many that it's almost like you got to get a best of anymore. If he just does a little thing, it's not going to get played anymore because there's such bad ones. But if he does a really, really bad one, you're going to hear it. But this one is not audio, so you haven't heard it on the radio, but it happened on, let's see, this was probably Wednesday, and you haven't seen it much on TV, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I just haven't tuned in at the right times to the news stations, but even if you're plugged into this stuff, I think this is one that has been missed. And here's what's so weird about it, and you have to kind of piece it together, which is why it's not like, clip, here you go, here's what happened, and they move on. On Wednesday, I think he was with President Macron from France, and I don't know whether they were in France or whether they were in the U.S., but there's video of them standing on the stage together, and they're going to be greeting a lot of World War II vets, I guess, of who's left, and shaking hands, and I mean, it's a pretty neat ceremony, and it's good that he was there, but if you piece together what has happened in this clip, it's really amazing, and it's something that is, I don't know, I after watching it, I have to talk about this. So President Biden is standing there, and if you're watching the screen, he's in the middle, Macron is on his right, so your left, and Jill Biden is on your right, the president's left. And he starts to squat down on this stage like there would be a chair behind him, but there isn't. And so he starts to squat, and then he kind of looks back, and you're thinking, oh, he thinks there's a chair behind him, and there's not, and there's, oh, it's going to be a funny clip. Is he going to fall down? No, he didn't fall down. So that's where I think the internet kind of has stopped. But what he does in that clip is he squats and then turns and looks and realizes that there is no chair. And he's looking kind of up at Jill, and she's like, uh-oh, what's happening? And Macron's kind of not paying attention. He squats down, and then after realizing, oh, there's no chair there, you'd think he would start to just sort of slowly stand back up. Hey, I'm going to avoid the gaffe, make it look like nobody saw that. But he doesn't. He actually continues to squat as if he's either stuck in that position or he's uncomfortable for some reason. And he kind of looks over at Jill a little bit, although he's not really aware of what's going on. I mean, he's just kind of there. And then Jill realizes, uh-oh, we got a problem here. And this is all within the span of like 4 seconds. She then turns to him and, like an NFL coach, puts her hand over her mouth so that nobody can lip read her and says something to him. Don't know what. Well, then he does start to kind of straighten up, but he still looks uncomfortable. So that's about as far as I saw the clip. Well, then right after that, Macron and supposedly Joe and Jill were supposed to go around shaking hands of D-Day veterans. But instead of doing that, she kind of ushers him off the stage, and then Macron is left there, and I don't know that he looks perplexed, but he realizes, oh, it's kind of up to me to go shake hands now. And so he's real vibrant. He's going all over the place. And so the camera follows him, but we have no idea why the president was ushered off the stage by Jill Biden. And what people are joking about is like, look, it looks like Joe pooped his pants. Now, did he actually? I don't know. I mean, people have joked about that enough that you're like, is that really happening? I mean, you know, people get old. It's not as if it's impossible, but it is. It would be kind of a shock if that were happening. But I'll tell you what, if you look that clip up, it really does look like that. And then he leaves, and it does seem as if, I mean, we don't have like an official transcript. We don't know what the order of events was supposed to be. It seems as if he was supposed to stay there and shake hands, and he doesn't. And he's clearly being like ushered off by Jill. So I wanted to open by telling that story simply because most of those kinds of things really make the rounds. But that one to me is not, because there's more. It's hard to follow. So I wanted to tell that story. And also, this is going to be one of the worst shows we've ever done. A lot of times I'll open with a show and say, hey, we got a great show for you. We got these couple guests. We got Trisha. We got Old Roy. I literally came in here today with zero guests. Not that I didn't try. I tried. There's a couple people that I just couldn't book. You know, timing didn't work. We wanted to talk about the executive order that Biden signed this week regarding immigration. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But I don't have any guests. And then Old Roy canceled on me. So if I were you, if I were listening right now, I would just turn this off because you're just going to hear me telling stories about Biden pooping his pants. We're going to talk a little bit of immigration. And if you're like, you know what, that's just not for me, I'm giving you a fair warning. Like you tuned in right at the beginning of the show, and now you know what you're in for. Now, if you like that kind of stuff, not immigration, but the poop in the pants stuff, if you like that, then I also am kind of worried because I don't have any more poop in the pants stories. I just told my best one. So stick around if you want, but I do want you to know that you've been warned about this show and about this 2 hours that's Wiggins America. Now, I'm going to play for you a clip, and I think that you'll notice the same thing I notice about it, but I'm not going to set it up. Here's the clip.
There's overwhelming evidence that the mask, and depending on the type of mask you wear, increases exponentially the prospect that you, if you are a carrier and you don't even know it, that you will not infect anyone when you cough, sneeze, sing, shout. A lot of people are dying. We're up over 160,000 people dead so far.
That was Joe Biden from 2020. But that's the first thing you noticed about it, isn't it? It really doesn't matter what he was talking about. It's that he sounds completely different. And you remember in 2020, when he was running, everybody was like, hey, this guy's like not the sharpest tack anymore. You know, we were talking about it then. But just listening to the clip compared to now, you know, and everybody knows. And it's one of really the worst things about this election cycle is that if Joe Biden wins, obviously that's going to be awful. It could be the end of the way we know American civilization. I mean, the way that the immigration problem and the with spending and all this stuff, like it really could be. The stuff they've said that they would do, like pack the courts, add states just to add senators, you know, that stuff really is like an end around of the system. And they've said they will do it, and they've shown us that they would do it if it wasn't for Joe Manchin. Some of that stuff. The other stuff they're doing, the immigration stuff, I mean, they're breaking down all of our systems on purpose. Can we withstand another 4 years of that? I don't think we can. But if Trump wins, all you're going to hear from November 6th on, hopefully it's decided that quickly, is how bad of a candidate Joe Biden is. And that's where I'm really disgusted about so many things, but that one being top of the list, or at least on the list, that we all know that he's a horrible candidate. And Democrats also know that, and they will say that openly starting in November. But they won't say anything now. They won't criticize him. I guess that shows you what circle in the wagons looks like playing for your team. I guess you could say that. But it's really awful. It's awful to watch. I just told you a story that the speculation may not be true, but the facts are there. If you want to go see it, like there's stuff going on, and it's a problem. This dude's running the country, supposed to be running the free world, making it less free. It's pretty sad. Anyway, we're going to stop right there and take a break. And guess what's coming up? More of me monologuing. Stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.